Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This minute of Skate the Infinity starts with Catch Me.
And ends with the promo for next week, which was very short, Our Infinity. This is a minute, well, what is it, the last 45 seconds of episode 11, King versus Nobody.
Beautifully remembered.
Damn, we got stitched up.
We got stitched the fuck up. What the fuck are we going to talk about on this infinite minute, Caitlin?
I don't know, maybe in a podcast where we talk about Skate the Infinity 45 seconds by 45 seconds. I'm Caitlin.
I'm Jonathan.
We really thought there was going to be a promo.
Yeah.
There wasn't.
We legit thought there was going to be a promo.
And we've not prepared anything else.
Tadashi comes in and catches him. The end. Okay. Okay, bye.
This is really funny though, because we've been waiting for Catch Me for so long, and the way he zooms in from the corner absolutely sent me flying.
Bloody ninja over here.
And like Adam's little like ooh face.
Yeah. So funny.
So cute.
How long were they holding that in their back pocket?
Oh, truly.
Yeah.
And I love that they dropped it in this one as well. It's so sweet.
Well, yeah, it's finally the turn of Tadashi being like, I've been doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Now he is going to catch him.
He's going to catch him. He's going to be there for him.
Yeah. He's gone from protect to defend, or the other way around.
Defend or...
to protect.
Cuddle.
That's good Stanislavski. I cuddle you.
I cuddle you.
I cuddle you.
With this line.
I smother you. But he catches him and it's adorable him. And Inosuke is having none of it.
He hates it.
Just crossing
the
like arms.
Me when I try to cuddle Jonathan, not you, my cat.
I fucking hate it. I am not a cuddler. What do you think makes a person a cuddler or not?
I think probably their upbringing, yeah. Because, yeah, we were a very cuddly family, but I know not all families are.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we were cuddly kids too.
Yeah, and also we grew up in theatre, so like that is the most cuddly place you can grow up, I think.
I fucking love a cuddle.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, love a little spoon train, love a little
spoon
cuddle.
Spoon trains, hell yeah.
Spoon trains!
Spoon trains in, like, my front room after an after party.
Oh, damn. Now you're talking.
So good.
So good, little spoon train.
Hell
choo-choo.
Yeah. All of that.
Should we talk about what we're talking about, or just leave it up to the
it's
imagination?
It's like a part of the ED, guys.
I was talking about spoon trains. Oh. The ED happens.
The ED happens. I once again really love the part where they both look like little garbage rats and help each other up from the ground. Like, it's so cute.
I love that we got Catch Me and then it just goes back to normal. Like, it's just such a little weird slip in.
I remember being really excited when I saw it the first time.
Mm. It's pretty cute.
It is. It's adorable. You know, they're just humans.
Palm trees. Is this the last time we see the palm trees?
I reckon it might be.
I don't remember if we get an ED. Wow. Good riddance.
Good fucking riddance to ya.
Goodbye, palm trees.
Get out of here.
And then, yeah, part number 12. Number 12 part, rather.
Number 12 part, our infinity, exclamation point.
Our infinity. That's a hard one to get your mouth around to say 24 times.
Our infinity.
Our infinity.
Our infinity.
Our infinity.
Our infinity.
Our infinity.
Our infinity. Our in an American accent is so hard to say.
Our. Are you talking about like hour after hour?
No, like as in come over to our house. Come over to our house.
It's because it's we say our.
Yeah.
It's big diphthong territory.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is also the name of my porn tape. What? big diphthong territory. I mean, it's the name of this episode.
100%.
I'm welcome, me. So do we want to do Reddit here for this episode?
Let's do we want to?
Yeah, let's smash it out. Let's do some controversial comments. Let's do some best comments. Fuck it. Episode 11. I'm just going to do the three. I'm not going to read any more.
Gorge.
Controversial. Honestly, I don't want Adam to go to jail.
Is that what it says?
Considering he's the only explicitly queer character, so him being punished for essentially being gay isn't exactly great. I think he's definitely going to be arrested and disgraced,
but I
think he might bail himself out.
Say arrested for being gay? Is that what it says?
Yeah, being punished for essentially being gay. Yeah, it did say that. And they're not wrong. It's not great, but I think they might have misinterpreted it.
Oh, God.
But I think he might bail himself out and then finally be free from the strict expectations of his family so he can skate all he wants and then probably run off somewhere and skate again with Tadashi. Oh, this guy's down bad for that shit. That got 7 downvotes.
Oh,
people
God.
Were not about that ship. Next comment. This is going to be a 10-minute episode, Caitlin.
That's
going to be our shortest episode ever.
I think we've had shorter ones than this, have we not?
It's the opposite of our infinity. Another 7 downvotes. I'm thinking about dropping this series. You've got one more episode, brother.
At the final hour, in the penultimate episode, and you're going to drop it.
You've got one more episode.
Just stick it out.
Not that it's
even
not good.
Even just to have completion on MAL.
Just finish it. Or I couldn't see why people would keep watching. It's just not what I was expecting. You're 11 episodes in. Surely you've realised that
now.
This username, it's been deleted as well.
Oh, damn.
Both these last two comments have been deleted. Some people like the drama / slice of life. I was expecting some sick skating, races, and eventual development in the skating. Something. Literal fighting during a race? Someone falling off, having a dialogue and catching up in 2 seconds? Not to mention the endless queer baiting, so all of the discussions about the show can be fans shipping different characters, mainly Lunga and Reki. I can't do it anymore. But it was worth a shot.
Oh, beautiful. That was
it's
beautiful.
Episode
that
11.
Was a beautiful reading, Jonathan.
Thank
that
you.
That was a monologue.
It is a monologue.
Oh, my God.
The amount of monologues that I want to steal from Twitter. Like, whenever I see someone discussing a topic I've been thinking about, I'm just like, oh, fuck, this is dialogue. This is just feeding all my dialogue with Twitter.
There was a, I was listening to How Did This Get Made the other day, and they were doing 50 Shades of Grey, and Paul was reading a second opinion that was, I think it went for about 3 minutes, but it was I was so enthralled the whole time when he was delivering it, because it was so funny, but I was also like, this is a monologue. Like, just the way that it was written.
It's a legit monologue, yeah.
It was amazing.
I love that stuff.
People
good
on
monologues?
The internet providing a lot of content.
Yeah, for sure. And especially because I've been thinking about AI and stuff and I'm writing something about it and it's just like there's so much, like so many dude bros just being like, you're not trying hard enough to support your own art, so we're doing it for you.
Oh, boy.
We're giving your art a wider audience by making a robot make your art.
Oh,
but
boy.
Better.
It's depressing.
Apparently, I'm reading down further in the comments, apparently they only watched up to episode 8, but they read through the discussions.
Oh, so wait, they dropped it after episode 8?
Yeah, they did the classic thing that you should never do, which is read ahead about a show that you already don't like. By that time, it's too far gone. Yeah. You should just drop it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the third most controversial comment, all caps, for those who usually skip the opening, crossed out, ending, go watch this week one. There is something different, worth 1,000%. And then the first comment, don't you mean the ending? They absolutely cooked this comment. They fucked it. They're right. They're not wrong.
Oh, shit.
And everyone's saying it was cute.
It was very cute.
Sorry, it was the ending. I wrote it too fast and got a mistake.
Oh, bless.
This just reads as like English a second language cuteness.
Yeah.
So cute. Go watch this week one. And that's all you're going to get for controversial comments for episode 11, because it's pretty much what you expect.
Yeah.
I'm going to drop this.
Yeah, I'm going to drop it out of episode 11 with one to go.
At the final hour. Best comments. Let's get into it. What kind of voice should I do, Caitlin?
Big one. Irish.
My Irish. How do you say lamau in an Irish accent?
Lamau.
Lamau. My Irish wish wash. Irish wish.
Oh,
lamau. That's a whole new... No, it's gone. New kind of petty for an adult to send a teenager a mean Valentine. And Adam thinks that Recky is the third wheel. Who's going to tell him?
Oh, shit. Oh, damn. It is petty. I'm still giggling about it.
Everyone hates Adam.
Oh, boy.
And a small detail I noticed. We also noticed it because we're watching it do that. Cherry left car... Sounded so sad. Cherry left Carla with Shadow in the hospital so he could watch the beef too.
So cute.
He did. I laughed when Adam said clocking someone in the head with a skateboard is a technique. That race was literally filled with attempts at murder. Jesus. You know, just have to write a sentence about what happened in the show and you get fucking upvotes, huh?
Top voted.
Updates to the left, am I right? That's Reddit. That's where Reddit was 3 years ago, and it still is. Yeah, Caitlin.
3 years ago.
Oh, I closed the Google Meet. Oh, fuck. Caitlin, come back.
Oh, no, Jono. Where did you go? Jono, what the fuck? Where did you go?
I accidentally closed the Meet.
Oh, no.
So funny. Oh, we're done. And then I just left.
Oh, shit.
I'm so sorry to do that to you.
I was like, hey, I thought you just disappeared.
I didn't abandon you.
Oh, I was scared.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to scare you like that. It's okay. Is there anything that you noticed in the ED that was different?
Apart from Catch Me?
Well, that's the most dramatic difference, isn't
it? Yeah.
It's a good change, too.
It's good. I loved it.
Yeah,
they left the little ninja Tadashi running in from the side.
God, that was so funny. Very funny. Yeah.
It was cute.
I love that it's like the ED has been stylized so they knew they could get away with like just the two frames, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cute.
But yeah.
That's it.
Good little moment. That's it. What
are
else? What do you expect from us?
What are we doing?
I think so.
Wait. We haven't done favorite moment of the whole Caitlin, episode. And we haven't done thoughts and dreams.
Thoughts and creams. I'm looking forward to the hug.
Yeah. As in at the end of the beef.
Yeah.
Yeah, so cute.
I'm looking forward to the rooftop party.
Cute.
Just for little details, I think, will be fun. Because that's definitely something I remember vaguely but don't remember anything about. But it also reminds me of the end of every Fast and Furious movie.
Yes.
Where they have a barbecue and drink Coronas and Vin Diesel prays. Yeah. Like I put those two things together. So I think that's about it for me. Just the Fast and the Furious references. What's your hope and dream?
I think the hug as well. But I also seeing Adam in his funeral outfit.
Mm.
But also I don't know if this whole next episode is just the wedding beef or if there's I'm trying, actually can't remember what else happens in this next episode.
I'm pretty sure the wedding beef ends like maybe halfway through, is it? And we get like a little epilogue-y?
Oh.
Or am I misremembering completely?
You know what I'm looking forward to is wrapping up the political subplot.
Oh, yeah. Shit. We got that to deal
with. We got that to look forward to.
Kiriko getting cooked.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't uploaded the episode titles to Google Drive, Caitlin. How are you going to know what we said and watched?
No. How am I God. Going to know?
What was your favorite episode of this episode?
Episode.
Oh, my God. It's like 40 degrees.
I think my favorite moment of the episode has got to be Reki jumping off the cliff and like finding that love again. But also, is it Reki, is it Adam stacking it in the rain? I don't know. Maybe the moment when the rain first hits Reki and he pushes away and opens his eyes. That bit's so cool. I don't know. There's
really
a lot
cool
of
bit.
Parts during the beef that I really loved.
It was a too long beef overall, but had some really good moments in there.
It really did, yeah.
Yeah. And on retrospect, on a retrospective watch, the foreshadowing of the rain wheels is so funny. I think.
It is really funny.
It's so like... obvious, yeah. Like in the way that they do it, but it's like, you know, you kind of have to, you just got to do the thing, right?
Yeah, just do it.
Yeah. If that's what you want to do, if you want to show that Reki understands that kind of stuff, then you just have to show it. You have to be obvious about it. Don't beat around the bush or don't make it like a secret.
Yeah, exactly.
Because then it will feel like an ass pull. I'm probably going to say like the same. Yeah. Like Adam stacking it, that moment where Adam went like white, hot fire.
Oh,
not that bit. Imagine if you did put that sound effect over that bit, though. That'd be a great edit.
It would be.
But yeah, I liked most of the beef. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's little moments I think that we even just didn't talk about or like didn't mention. Still, like the hook swing. Like we didn't really talk about that.
God,
that was just
hook
a funny,
swing.
Funny moment.
But also, like, there's that little bit where they're doing like the fun and fan part.
Yeah, fun
garage.
And fan.
That's
yeah.
so fun.
I felt like the dub had a lot of trouble this episode.
Really
I must
did.
Say, yeah.
The dub was struggling.
Yeah, it was like that last hurdle, and they kind of like ran into the hurdle. But they kept going. You
they
know?
Persevered. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cherry laughing, that was so cute.
Cherry laughing was a great moment, yeah. And even Joe laughing after that.
Yeah, there's also really good moments in this. Mm.
Yeah, seeing Adam get his comeuppance was still good, even though we kind of love him.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, yeah, it's still good to see him, you know, eat shit.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Good episode.
Cool.
Episode 11.
Episode 11. Tell us what your favorite moment of episode 11 was, and you can tweet us. Tweet at us at infinite_minute on Twitter.
You can email us, infiniteminutepodcast@gmail.com.
You normally do the Twitter part. That's why I never get
I do.
Right.
I'm sorry. Minute 11. Minute 11. Fuck. Episode 11. Fuck.
We did it, Jono. We did it. One more
I'm so done.
I can't believe it. This will be
three
the
more
next
months.
One will be our last minute one.
That's kind of scary.
That is scary.
It's going to be an episode of lasts.
It is. Oh, I'm sad.
Mm. Yeah. We're going to have to find another way to hang out.
Yeah.
Watch
we
others. Or maybe Anime Club.
We need to bring
happen.
Anime Club back.
Yeah, we do. We need to find a good new show to watch.
It'll be like Book Club, but Anime Club.
Yeah.
Great.
Book Clubs are big right now, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are. All right.
Bye.
See you in episode 12.
Oh, shit. That's
bye.
Scary. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.